السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. جیسا کہ اب آپ جانتے ہیں گزشتہ دنوں میں جاپان وہاں کی پہلی مسجد کے افتتاح کے لیے گیا تھا.
As members are already aware, a few days ago I went to Japan for the inauguration of the first Ahmadi Mosque. In view of the apparent circumstances of the country, it was very difficult for a mosque to be built there. Our lawyer, who is a Japanese, met me and said, "Congratulations on the completion of the mosque. However, now that I think back, I am amazed. I cannot believe that you were allowed to construct a mosque." He said, "Although I was fighting a case for you, but I did not anticipate any success. And that is why on one occasion, I said to the Jamaat's organization that it would be better to leave this matter aside. However, the trust of the members of the Jamaat is strange indeed." They replied that I should continue trying, and God willing, they will certainly acquire this place and a mosque will be built there. He said that today the mosque is indeed a matter of great surprise and sign for him. In any case, it is the grace of Allah the Exalted, which He at all times shows to His Jamaat, and increases our faith. For every task, Allah the Exalted has appointed a time. And when the time comes, with the grace of Allah the Exalted, that task is accomplished. When Allah the Exalted desired that this mosque should be made, then in spite of all the hurdles, Allah the Exalted granted us the opportunity to build this mosque. And thus the first center for conveying the message of Islam was established. There is no doubt that the establishment of only one mosque or a center is insufficient to spread the teachings of Islam throughout the entire nation. However, it is certain that with this, the foundations have been laid for conveying the true message of Islam in Japan. I will also cite some people's opinions from which one learns how the Japanese people have, through Ahmadiyya Jamaat, observed the teachings of Islam that were explained to them. And this indeed was bound to happen, because this was destined to happen through the true devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, in the same way that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam expressed his anguish to convey the message of Islam to the rest of the countries in the world, and he also endeavored for this, similarly, with regards to Japan, he also said that a book ought to be written for the Japanese people, and it ought to be translated by giving an eloquent and articulate Japanese 1,000 rupees, and thereafter 10,000 copies should be published. He also said that good people and people of virtuous dispositions in Japan will accept Ahmadiyyat. All praise belongs to Allah that today, along with the translation of the Holy Quran, the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is preparing literature numbering in their thousands for the benefit of the Japanese people in their native tongue. And now with this mosque, in order to fulfill the wish of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah the Exalted has opened such avenues that the message of Islam is now reaching millions of people. As I explained, I will present the views of those people whose views on Islam have changed. Before they held a different view, but now their view has completely changed. And they openly expressed it by attending the inauguration of the mosque and the function. And they said that they have learnt about the teachings of Islam, and their views and misconceptions concerning Islam have been removed. Therefore, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you seek to introduce Islam, then have a mosque built there, and attention will be drawn. We observe this being fulfilled with great glory everywhere in Japan. And one is left amazed to observe how the views of people completely transformed after they attended the mosque's function. On Friday, the Japanese guests had come to the mosque. When I went to formally open the mosque, some people were standing outside while others came inside and sat inside the mosque. They also heard the sermon and saw us praying as well. There were some 50 Japanese guests, consisting of those who believed in Shintoism, Buddhists, Christian leaders, as well as members of parliament, professors, and those belonging to other departments. I will now cite the impressions of those who participated. Osamu Sahib, who is the Director of Public Affairs of Church of Jesus Christ, said, "We hope that this mosque will serve as a bridge between Islam and the Japanese people." Then Taijun Sato, a Buddhist priest, said, "As a Buddhist, it felt really nice to enter a mosque. We thought it was not permissible for non-Muslims and Buddhists to enter the mosque. But not only were we warmly welcomed, but by joining the prayer and the sermon, we were heartily pleased, and our impression about Islam completely changed." Then the member of city parliament said, "We welcome the mosque in our area, and we hope that in keeping with the standpoint of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, this mosque will become a center for those who love humanity and who believe in serving humanity." Then a member of parliament from Ishinomaki city had come after traveling 1,000 kilometers in order to participate in the mosque ceremony. He said that as soon as he saw the beautiful mosque, all his fatigue went away. He then said, "The Ahmadiyya Muslim community has earned a great reputation in Japan through their humanitarian service at the time of earthquakes, and we hope this mosque will cause this good name of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat to increase." Then Minsaki Hiroko Sahib, a professor of HE Educational University, commented, "There was a great need for Ahmadiyya Mosque to be constructed in Japan. The role of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in conveying the beautiful teachings of Islam in the world is very prominent, and we hope that through this mosque, the Jamaat will be even better known and real peace and tranquility will spread in the world." The Jamaat in Japan is small, and around the same number of Ahmadis had come to participate in the function from foreign countries as well. That is why there was a thriving atmosphere on Friday, roughly from 12 countries including Indonesia, Malaysia, Australia, Korea, America, Canada, Germany, Britain, Switzerland, India, UAE, Congo, Kinshasa, and by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat in Japan discharged the rites of showing hospitality to all these people. A reception was held on Saturday evening in the mosque's courtyard for the purpose of introducing the mosque. Around 109 Japanese guests and 8 other foreign non-Ahmadi guests participated in this function as well. The guests included President AMA City International Association, 2 provincial parliamentarians, 3 members of City Parliament, Director of International Tourism, President Priest of Soto Temple, University professors, President of the HE University, doctors, teachers and lawyers, and members of other professions. A Buddhist priest who participated said that the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community came at the right time, when we were in a state of shock after terrorism events in Paris. He said that the beautiful, simple and comprehensible manner in which he discoursed and praised Islam has removed from our hearts the fear which we had regarding Islam. Both the coming of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community as well as the construction of this mosque have cleared us altogether of our apprehension and worries. There is also a gentleman named Ito Hiroshi Sahib, and on various occasions he provided us with legal aid. He is the same person who I mentioned earlier. He says, "This is the best day of my life. Everything the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community said was based on truth. Where he has urged for peace and kindness, there he has also mentioned spreading justice and equality, which is very good to hear, and it is needed." A university student said, "My family is associated with Buddhist priests and my house is a temple. I had a great interest in Islam, but never had the opportunity to speak with any Muslim. I have read whatever I could in books, but by participating in this inauguration ceremony and by listening to the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community, I have seen the true picture of Islam and a new chapter has opened in my life." A lady, Yuki Singisaki, says, "I want to thank you from the depths of my heart for inviting me to participate in such a dignified event. It is a matter of great joy for us that such a beautiful and glorious mosque has been built in the city. I am a university student and am researching on different religions. After participating in this ceremony, I have realized that we have very little knowledge of Islam, which is why we have fallen prey to many misconceptions." The address of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community is the need of our time. "I have learned a lot about Islam by this address. We, the people of Japan, do not know much about Islam. In fact, we fear Islam. But we have learned from today's speech what Islam is really about." She also said, "By participating in this event, I also discovered that by merely reading books about Islam and its history, we will not be able to see the true face of Islam. This is because the majority of the books read by Japanese people are those written by Western Orientalists. There is a need to hold more events like these. After the building of this mosque, I believe that there will be more occasions like this in the future. I was able to meet the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community and members of the community. I observed in their faces mutual love, peace, and warmth, and by meeting them, I saw great love and affection in them as well. Toya Sakurai Sahib, who is another Japanese friend, said, "Today, by participating in this event and listening to the speech of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community, I was given an opportunity to think about the peace of the world. I am really grateful for having been afforded this opportunity." Imam of the Ahmadiyya community talked about peace and made the world aware of the hidden dangers. The Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya community also removed those fears of ours that the Muslims want to take over the world. I will say again and again that we should join hands with them and work towards peace. It is now incumbent upon us to read and understand more about Islam." Similarly, another Japanese who is a teacher said, "The members have always helped us at times of difficulty. I was not aware of this before and came to know only after listening to the many speakers explaining how the Ahmadiyya community came to provide aid during various earthquakes and during the days of the tsunami." He said, "I did not know this before, and I am a teacher at a nearby school, and now I can tell the students at my school that these people are not dangerous people, because I was given a wonderful opportunity to meet the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community and many people who had come from different countries." He also said, "The Imam of the Ahmadiyya community presented the teachings of Islam in a very easy way. His speech was easy to understand and comprehend." Another guest who participated in this event said, "By participating in this ceremony, and after hearing the speech of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community, I realized we really need to become familiar with the fundamentals of Islam. Japan is an island, and the people are here cut off from the rest of the world, and therefore are unaware of the teachings of others. This is why they do not try to go beyond the notion of Islam being a religion of terror, I hope the coming of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community and the construction of this mosque will be a positive means of changing people's views on Islam. Another Japanese friend, Ono Ken Sahib, said, I live very close to the mosque. By attending the mosque's inauguration ceremony and by learning about Islam, I am greatly pleased. I now want to continue coming to this mosque and to learn more about Islam. Another Japanese said, I have never participated in an event of this type before. By participating in today's ceremony and by listening to the address of the Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya community, I have realized for the first time what the objectives are for the construction of a mosque. A Japanese doctor who is an orthopedic surgeon met me. He told me that the Ahmadis have a great bond with the people of Japan. He has been working with us in Humanity First for the service to humanity for the past 3 years on a voluntary basis, despite the fact that he is not an Ahmadi. He said, persons following faiths like Shintoism, Christianity, Buddhism, or any other faith should have no difficulty in accepting the Islam presented by the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community. Then another Japanese friend, Mitsu Ishikawa Sahib, said, Islam means peace and mutual security. These words of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community have left a deep mark on my heart. An exchange student who had come from Brazil said, It was a very interesting speech. I have never witnessed such an event organized by Muslims in Brazil. Today, after listening to the discourse of the Khalifatul Masih, I have learned a great deal about Islam. I became quite emotional upon listening to his address. There is no doubt that his words can change hearts. He then said, The Imam of the Ahmadiyya community has told us that terrorists commit atrocities, but the true teachings of Islam are very good. It is clear from listening to him that what the media tells us about Islam is completely opposite to reality. A Japanese lady, Mrs. Zuki Saiba, said, I think this is the day that has changed my life. The Imam of the Ahmadiyya community has transformed my perception of Islam and Muslims entirely. With reference to my address, she further said, This is not the era of jihad with the sword. Rather, it is an era of jihad with love. She then said that the talk of the Imam of Ahmadiyya community has made a deep impression on me. And I would say that all the people should come here and see this mosque and learn about Islam from the Ahmadis. Another Japanese lady, Mrs. Hayashi Saiba, said, Previously the Ahmadiyya community organized an event in Japan. I also participated in that event. But at that time, many questions remained. But today the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community answered all my questions. Now there is no kind of fear or threat of Islam left in my heart. Today I have also learned that Islam is not a danger for the world, but that in fact Islam can unite us all. A Japanese lady who is a school teacher said, Prior to listening to the Khalifa's address, I had the opportunity to meet him in his office. She had come with around 15 to 18 students and 4 or 5 teachers. She said, after meeting the Khalifatul Masih and then also listening to his address has answered all my questions. I now firmly believe that Islam is a religion of peace. I brought some of my students here, and these students were initially fearful of Islam. However, after listening to the address of the Imam of the community and speaking to him, their viewpoint has changed. In fact, they were greatly astounded and were delighted to be in the mosque, as if before there was a sense of fear. She also said, I wish that this relationship continues to build between the Japanese and the Ahmadis. There was a student who came with her and said, this address was a message of peace. I believe that through this mosque, the gulf between Muslims and others can disappear, and Islam will begin to spread in Japan. By the grace of God Almighty, the inauguration of the mosque received a lot of publicity through the media, and the message of Islam widely reached the people of Japan. In my various interviews, I had 4 interviews with the media, 3 of them were regarding the mosque, and 1 was in Tokyo. Chukyo TV is a very famous TV channel in central Japan and has more than 10 million viewers. They also published a news report on Friday, 20th November, including the interview and also the footage of the inauguration of the mosque and also the Friday prayer. A journalist from the Sana News Agency took an interview and they give it to the other country's media. They also said that this will receive a lot of coverage afterwards as well. Similarly, there is a newspaper, Chugai Nippo. One of their representatives, along with a Christian priest, took an interview. This is Japan's only religious newspaper and is published weekly, and including its internet edition, it has a readership of over 300,000. This interview was supposed to be published this week, and so it must have been published by now. Similarly, a journalist from Tokyo took an interview, and he also said that he will publish this week. This newspaper has a readership of over 8 million. On the occasion of the mosque's inauguration, 5 TV channels and representatives and journalists from various newspapers attended. Chukyo TV, which I mentioned earlier, in its news report that it aired, it said, today the largest mosque in Japan was inaugurated. The news report was approximately 6 to 7 minutes on that Friday, and their viewership is over 12 million. It also said, the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, who is here from London, has declared that the extremist organization have no link with Islam and their actions are non-Islamic. While doing so, he also said that where this mosque is a place for worship for the Muslims, there it is also an abode for peace for all. The Imam of the Ahmadiyya community strongly condemned the Paris attacks. This channel took my interview and then showed some selected clips of the interview also. Similarly, there is Tokai TV, which has a viewership of more than 10 million, in fact more than 12.5 million. They aired this report 5 times in the day, stating, today Japan's largest mosque was inaugurated in Tsushima. The inauguration happened after the attacks in Paris, and the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community has travelled from its headquarters in England for the inauguration ceremony. During the news report of the inauguration, they also showed clips of when I was delivering the Friday sermon there and while inaugurating the mosque. Similarly, there is TBS TV channel, which is also a very popular TV channel, and it is said that it also has a viewership of over 10 million. They also gave a report saying, it has only been a week since the Paris attacks, and the largest mosque in Japan has been inaugurated today. this mosque has been built by a community. And their Khalifa has declared the attacks in Paris as non-Islamic and inhumane. During the news report, they showed various clips of the mosque and also showed an image of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. This news was played 3 times in the day. TV HE channel also has a viewership of over 10 million. And it too mentioned in its report that after the Paris attacks, while the negative perception of Islam has once again increased, a mosque has been inaugurated in Tsushima. This mosque has been built by the Ahmadiyya community and it is Japan's largest mosque. The Imam of the Ahmadiyya community has declared the attacks in Paris as non-Islamic and said that this mosque condemns such elements. This mosque will be a means of peace and security, and everyone is welcome to come to the mosque. During the news report, it also showed the images of the mosque and the impressions of the various people, and also showed various clips of the Friday sermon. This news report was aired in the afternoon and in the evening news. Nagoya TV also has a lot of viewership, over 10 million. In fact, over 12.5 million. And it states, Japan's largest mosque was inaugurated in Tsushima. Those attending said that while their hearts are jubilant that a mosque has been built, but at the same time they are saddened over the unlawful bloodshed in Paris. During the ceremony, a prayer was made for the peace and security of the world. Again, during the news report, they showed the images of the mosque, and the news was played twice in the day on this TV channel. By the grace of God Almighty, there was a lot of coverage through the newspapers also. The daily Yomiuri has a circulation of over 11.2 million and is said to be among the largest newspapers sold in the world. This newspaper's headline said that the real image of Islam can be seen in the newly built mosque, and a prayer was read for those who were killed in the Paris attacks. It then wrote that on the 20th November, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Japan, which has more than 200 members, prayed for the victims in the Paris attacks in their Friday prayer at the newly built mosque in Tsushima. Around 500 people attended this event from various parts of the world. It also said, in his Friday sermon address, the Imam of the worldwide Ahmadiyya community said that the Paris attacks were a heinous crime against humanity and strongly condemned the extremist organizations. He also directed his community members to take on the responsibility of conveying the true teaching of Islam to the people of Japan. This news was also displayed on various internet websites, including Yahoo Japan, Big Globe Japan, MSN Japan, and Goo News. The total viewers of these websites are over 15 million. Another newspaper, Daily Asahi, which has a circulation of more than 8 million, and it reported that our belief is to promote harmony. It further wrote that the Ahmadiyya community's mosque in Japan, which is a center for education and training, has been completed in the city of Tsushima. The mosque has 4 minarets and a dome, and it is Japan's largest mosque, and 500 worshippers can offer their prayers at one time. The second floor of the mosque has offices and guest houses, etc. The mosque's doors shall be open for all, regardless of one's nationality and faith. It also wrote that this is a religious organization whose fundamental teachings are based on complete peace and harmony, and also that this community is very active in voluntary work. The earthquakes which occurred in Kobe, Niigata, and in the northern areas of Japan, and also during this year's flood, this was the first community to offer its services. Various websites also took this news, and the total number of people who viewed it were more than 7.5 million. Similarly, there is GG Press News Agency, which provides news to various newspapers, TV channels and magazines, which in total are 75. And their news reaches out to approximately 6.5 million people. The headline given by this news agency read, "Completion of the largest mosque, they desire peace, local Ahmadis pray." It also stated, "The growing Islamic organization, the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, has inaugurated its mosque at its headquarters in the city of Tsushima. According to the community, 500 people can gather here to pray, therefore making it Japan's largest mosque." The Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, who has come from Britain, said that the Paris attacks was a heinous and inhumane act which draws the displeasure of God Almighty. He also said that for the propagation of Islam, we do not need the sword, but need to eradicate our internal ills. The Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community strongly condemned extremism. The total number of visitors of all the various websites is also in millions. Another newspaper of Japan, Mainichi Shimbun, writes, "The largest mosque inaugurated in Japan. Mirza Masroor Ahmed, the worldwide head of a Muslim organization, the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, inaugurated Japan's largest mosque in the city of Tsushima, Aichi region, on the 20th of November. It also said he has condemned terrorism and extremism, and the idea of spreading Islam by force is completely wrong. The loss of innocent human lives and causing harm is drawing the displeasure of God Almighty. In any case, through these TV channels, newspapers, internet and websites, the message of Islam was conveyed to 52 million people on the occasion of the mosque's inauguration. These are scenes of God Almighty's succor and help, which we have witnessed by conveying the true message of Islam through the mosque. On the other hand, the mullah, i.e. the clerics, are expressing their anger and rage. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has already spoken about this. In fact, he has also mentioned this with specific reference to Japan as well. Therefore, this anger and rage was indeed bound to occur from the mullah. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "I have firm belief that even if a book on Islam is published by me in Japan, even then these people, i.e. the clerics, will reach Japan to oppose me, but only that happens whatever God Almighty wills." When I toured Japan in 2013, a Maulvi, i.e. cleric from Pakistan, travelled to Japan and said that it was his father's mission that no matter where the Ahmadis go and preach in far-off lands, he will go and oppose them. And so, in 2013, when this Maulvi went to Japan, he said in his speeches that the Ahmadis are very sincere in their belief and towards their mission, that they are ready to sacrifice their life, wealth and time And regarding me, he said that because of my tours and the community's efforts, he will now travel to Japan every year and will make every possible effort to try and fulfill his father's mission of Khatm-e Nubuwwat, i.e. finality of prophethood. Thus, these are their efforts. May God Almighty turn their evil ploys back on them. These days, the news that is circulating on the website is not from the current Jung newspaper. In fact, it is from 2013 visit, when they said that they would ask the Japanese government to ban the Ahmadiyya community because they are a non-Muslim organization. Therefore, such is their level of intellect. However, this detail was all about the inauguration of the mosque in Nagoya. But there was also a reception organized in Tokyo, which included 63 Japanese guests. A chief priest of a Buddhist sect and the Chancellor of Nihon University, a very famous poet and business advisor, Mr. Martin, the chief reporter of the second largest newspaper of Japan, Asahi, a daughter of a famous politician who herself is also a politician, the president of a very big car manufacturing company, and various other people belonging to different professions were all present. The Chancellor of Nihon University, Mr. Yurano Tatsuno, said, "I kept thinking that what will you tell us? However, in 20 minutes you have eloquently encapsulated the past history as well as the state of future events. You have spoken with facts and truths, and you have educated us about the consequences of wars and warned us to refrain from future wars. In such a short time you have conveyed the teaching of Islam." Regarding my address, he said that all of the things which mentioned, all these things should be circulated all across in Japan in both English and Japanese. The chief reporter of Asahi newspaper said, "If the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Japan had not come in front of us through their voluntary services, we would have been deprived from seeing this beautiful face of Islam." Then a friend of the community, Yoko Sahib, said, "The address of the Ahmadiyya community's Khalifa has opened our eyes. He has told us about things which we had never imagined. Living in an environment of peace and security, we could not have imagined all the dangers you mentioned. Today we have learned how devastating war is and how terrifying the atomic attacks are." Then another gentleman said, "The address of the Imam of the community condemning the atomic attacks on Hiroshima after the Second World War was an extraordinary thing. This clearly shows the Ahmadiyya community's role in establishing peace. After the Second World War, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II delivered an address which I quoted there. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II stated, which I mentioned there, that it is our religious and moral duty to declare to the world that we do not consider this type of bloodshed to be lawful, as was done by dropping atom bombs in Japan, regardless of whether governments like or dislike our statement." Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II announced this at that time. Then a chief priest of a Buddhist sect says, "I am a Buddhist, but after listening to the Imam of the community, we have tears in our eyes." Then after a meeting, he also offered prayers and remained seated in the hall and was very emotional. He had also met me in 2013. At that time, a friend had told him that he should pray so that God Almighty should show him his being. He replied, "I am not convinced of the existence of God. Therefore, what prayer should I do?" However, this time, when the same Buddhist priest met me again, he offered salat and he sat down with tears in his eyes. Another Japanese friend says, "I learned today that those people who connect Islam with Daesh are completely wrong. Today, the Khalifa of the Jamaat has given a message of peace to us. In this day and age, the world is moving away from peace. And I agree with what the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat has stated, that we need to bring about a change. Our plans of dropping bombs and carrying out airstrikes nowadays are baseless and are resulting in taking lives of the innocent. Then Hara Sahiba, a Japanese lady, said, "My impression about Islam was that it is a very dangerous religion. However, after listening to the speech of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, I came to the realization that Islam is actually the most peace-loving religion, and this is very astonishing for me." When the Khalifa of the Jamaat mentioned the 70th anniversary of the atomic attack on Japan, it showed that he is well aware of world affairs. And the Khalifa's compassion and love for people is praiseworthy. Then a Japanese friend says, "From the speech today, it has been proven that Islam Ahmadiyyat is a very outstanding and peace-loving religion. Majority of the Japanese people think that Islam is a bad religion, but I bear witness that your Khalifa is very peaceful. For the Khalifa to say that the mistakes that were made 70 years ago should not be repeated, and whatever else he said is very true and it is based on reality." Then a Japanese friend expressed his emotions in the following manner. He says, "Today, after listening to the Khalifa, I found out the great difference between ISIS and true Muslims. All the doubts and worries in my heart have vanished. And what he said is absolutely true, that we are moving towards a third world war, and the Khalifa directed our attention towards our responsibilities, that we should make every possible effort to prevent this war from happening." Then a lady says, "Many people connect Islam with evil, but today I found out that Islam is the exact opposite of that. Islam is such a religion that it honors peace." She says, "I am not that old, so I do not know much about the Second World War. However, I commend the compassion and love which the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat showed to our people." Then a Japanese friend says, "There was a very important message for us all in the Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat's speech. And the message was that the weapons and bombs of today are far more dangerous and deadly than the ones in the past." The Khalifa said that this is not the time to provoke each other. Rather, this is the time to express love for each other, and this is the time to procure unity. The Khalifa particularly directed the attention of us Japanese people towards our responsibilities, as we are aware of the destruction of wars. The Khalifa stated that Japan should be at the forefront to stop every kind of disorder whilst keeping its history in mind. Then, similarly, a friend expressed his emotions and his views, saying, "You have come here to call the Japanese people towards the teaching of peace and truthfulness of Islam. Normally, we do not get a chance to meet Muslims. However, I feel proud that today I have met a Muslim leader." He also said, "We do not know when the war will occur. I used to think that war was inevitable. But now I think that we can stop this war. But for that to happen, we have to act upon the instructions of the Khalifa." Then he said, "I do not feel any hesitation in saying that the true teachings of Islam, which is being presented by the Khalifa, is better for our country." A journalist said, "This message is actually a message of peace. He has directed Japan's attention towards playing its role in establishing peace and stopping war. He is absolutely correct, and this is the need of the time. I have great regard for the fact that he feels the pain which we endured due to the atomic wars." Similarly, there are many people who express their views. There is a Japanese friend named Ismail Hirano Sahib. He says, "I am a Muslim, but I have not heard such a thing from the mouth of any Muslim scholar. Whether it is history or destructions of war, he has stated everything. Though I read the Holy Quran, however, I was not aware of all these things which he mentioned. He then says, I was very happy that the Khalifa mentioned the Islamic teachings while giving references from the Holy Quran, and these references were not random. Rather, they are based on facts. No one can say that the Khalifa is not representing Islam. Whatever the Khalifa mentioned, he mentioned according to the references from the Holy Quran, and he stated that this is true Islam. He says, I have never before in my life known such a beautiful description of Islam. He also says, never before did I think about a third world war. However, now I realize that a third world war is definitely a threat for the world. And as a Muslim, I am thankful to the Khalifatul Masih. There was a president of a big car manufacturing company. He says, all the things which you have said are a guideline for the entire world. Then there is a friend who is a business advisor and also a poet. He has written a book about peace and love. And he also met me. He said, today you have attested to everything that I have said in my book. On the one side, those who listen to our message say that Islam is truly a message of peace. And on the other hand, the Western politicians are expressing the viewpoint that there is some aspect of violence in the Islamic teachings. That is why Muslims are violent. They do not think what percentage of Muslims are supporting extremists. By saying such things, that there is violence in Islamic teachings, these politicians, whether they are from the UK or somewhere else, they will make the peaceful Muslims oppose them as well. And more disorder will be created. For this reason, the Western politicians, whose viewpoints about Islam are that there is harshness and violence in it, should ponder over it. And they should not issue statements without thinking and understanding. And those Ahmadis who have contacts with such people should explain to them. That it is integral at this time to speak with wisdom and insight for the sake of the world and world peace. For this reason, they should not issue such statements which can spread disorder. May Allah the Almighty grant them wisdom. By the grace of Allah, as I have mentioned, the results of the mosque's inauguration and the tour have been very positive. May Allah the Almighty enable the Jamaat in Japan to further develop the extensive introduction which was given due to the mosque. And may they strive to fulfill the expectations which the Japanese people have from the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. And may they strive in quickly spreading the message of Ahmadiyyat in Japan according to the desire of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. The malice and rancor of Maulvis, i.e. the clerics, as I have stated, is expressed in Pakistan every now and then. The fire of their jealousy is blazed by witnessing the progress of the Jamaat. I would like to mention here that a few days ago, there was a very cruel and barbaric demonstration in Jhelum, Pakistan, by these Maulvis and extremists. They burned down an Ahmadi chipboard factory. They were also trying to burn the Ahmadi workers and its owners inside the factory as well. However, it is the grace of Allah the Almighty that they were not successful in doing so. In any case, there was financial loss. These people think that they can end Ahmadiyyat in this manner and that they can snatch away the religious passion of Ahmadis and they can turn Ahmadis away from Ahmadiyyat. However, Allah the Almighty has mentioned these people in the Holy Quran that those who commit arsons, that the fire of hell and the punishment of fire is decreed for them if they do not repent. As far as Ahmadis are concerned, in such strict conditions, when circumstances are so harsh, their faith increases instead of diminishing. In 1974, these people tried to commit arson and tried to make Ahmadis go through trials. But none of the desires of these people who committed arsons and those who made Ahmadis go through trials were fulfilled. We witnessed that whatever was in their hearts remained as unfulfilled desires. We witnessed those people who handed the bowl used for begging to Ahmadis beg themselves. This is the treatment of Allah the Almighty with the Jamaat. Therefore, these trials cannot waver our faith. Rather, they are a source of strengthening it. If there is a financial loss, then Allah the Almighty makes up for it. It is nothing to worry. There are a lot of Ahmadis who went through such tough times, and Allah the Almighty favored them more than before. If these owners received a loss, then by the will of Allah it will be recompensed. This chipboard factory was owned by Hazrat Sahibzada Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib's son, Sahibzada Mirza Munir Ahmed Sahib. And after his demise, his children were the owners. I am happy that their reaction was in accordance to what the reaction of believers should be when receiving such losses. And only words of gratitude were uttered from their mouths. Allah the Almighty safeguarded the lives and wealth of the Ahmadi workers and protected them, and also protected women and children and safeguarded their honor as well. Mirza Nasir Ahmed Tariq, who is the eldest son of Mirza Munir Ahmed Sahib, was the head of this factory. He lived here inside the factory. Similarly, his son who works in the... he also has a house inside the factory. His son was not there because he had left for Lahore in order to get treatment for his wife 1 hour prior to the arrival of the attackers. But Mirza Nasir Ahmed Sahib and his wife were there. When the mob surrounded the area and committed arson, they attacked his house as well and broke into the house through the doors and windows. They started a fire in the surrounding areas. In any case, Allah the Almighty was going to save them, and at that moment the police arrived, who although did not stop the attackers, but directed the family out of the house through the back door. And after leaving the boundary walls of the factory, they continued to walk in the jungle for a long time. And after reaching a particular location, they found a ride and reached a safe location. Similarly, many Ahmadi workers also hid here and there in the jungle. The Khudam somehow searched for them afterwards and took them into safe locations. One of the security in charge of their gate was arrested by the police and is in jail, and serious charges have been pressed against him. May Allah the Almighty grant means for his release. His name is Qamar Ahmed. May Allah the Almighty enable the judges to act with justice. Similarly, Mirza Nasir Ahmed was also placed under house arrest. and only after giving assurance that he will not go anywhere, and when the police arrives he will come, did the police remove its patrol. In other words, the attackers were given complete freedom to do whatever they wanted, and all those who were attacked became criminals. Mirza Nasir Ahmad Sahib is also the Amir of Jhelum region. The way the attack was carried out, it seems as if it was planned from before. Because as an Amir, there are certain exposures as well, since his responsibilities include delegating and completing various tasks. Therefore, they, the opponents, thought that if they apprehend the Amir, then perhaps it will result in all Ahmadis running away. In any case, this was their plan. However, no one in the factory knew what was happening, and it became difficult for him to save his life and escape from there. The attackers had also arranged for bulldozers, and they had gathered hundreds, rather thousands of people. They brought the necessary equipment to commit arson, and they remained gathered there for quite some time, and the police did not arrive. When the police arrived, or the organizations which implemented the law arrived very late, after the arson was committed. Anyways, this is their favor that they saved a few people, including the owner, and guided them out of there and protected them from the mob. The daughter-in-law of Mirza Nasir Ahmad Sahib wrote to me saying, when I went to meet the wife of Qamar Sahib, upon whom this case has been filed and charges of blasphemy against the Holy Quran have been pressed against him, the daughter-in-law also lived there in the factory. She says, I was astonished that the wife of Qamar Sahib was meeting me in such a manner as if nothing had happened, even though the charges pressed on her husband were very severe. In any case, may Allah the Almighty increase their courage and patience, and may He cause the enemy to reach their rightful fate. The patience and gratitude expressed by Mirza Nasir Ahmad Sahib, his wife, his daughter-in-law and children is commendable. I was worried that a word of ingratitude may slip out of their mouth. However, from the letter of his daughter-in-law and his son, and I also spoke to Mirza Nasir Ahmad Sahib myself as well, and similarly I received letters from his various relatives and loved ones, and everything points towards the fact that they have expressed utmost consent to the will of God in front of Allah the Almighty. May Allah the Almighty reward them. By showing this patience and gratitude, they have set a model of being from the blood relation of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. Wealth is a temporary thing, as I have stated. And God Almighty, who gave before, will give again. And inshallah, He is able to give more than before, and He will give more than before. May Allah the Almighty acquit them from the false case, and especially Qamar Sahib, who was the in charge of the security gate, upon whom most serious charges have been pressed of blasphemy of the Holy Quran, as I have stated before. Although, if someone has the most understanding of the honor and dignity of the Holy Quran, it is an Ahmadi. Nevertheless, in one way there is a welcoming change which has been witnessed this time around in Pakistan, that some non-Jamaat members have also raised their voice against this cruelty. And there was a TV program in which the DPO of that area and politicians have stated that they will do justice and they will arrest the criminals. Those who did this program, the person who was conducting this program, also spoke openly against this atrocity. After committing arson to this factory, they attacked the mosque in two of our small jamaats, Kala Gujra and Mahmuda, and completely sealed one of the mosques. At first, the Maulvis attacked the mosque, And then they threw out the rows of prayer mats and everything from inside the mosque and burned it down. Afterwards, they washed it and offered their prayers there. However, the police or the elite force threw them out and locked it. And it is not under the possession of the attackers right now. Anyways, these two Jamaats are in immense danger. May Allah the Almighty keep all Ahmadis in this area safe. May God Almighty establish justice in Pakistan. And may He provide work for those workers who used to work in that factory and no longer have any employment.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَدُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ